today, I want to explain a bit more. When you develop this awareness-based meditation, I want to explain just now at the beginning. Because today, I actually wanted to make it more easy for you all to develop the understanding of what you are doing. This is the first time I explain why you need to develop this awareness-based meditation so that the awareness within can be stabilized and understood. So most of the time, it's only to teach you how to do this awareness-based meditation so that you see the importance of having it to develop the sati within, the mindfulness. Then the other aspect were just briefly mentioned. But today I start to develop the deeper understanding. So those who have done it, you can understand. So now you listen. You see, this awareness-based meditation, like I explained just now, the first thing to come out from our nature is this awareness. That's why the pure awareness. And that one is a nature within. It's not a mundane mind. It's not a thinking process. But this nature is very special, very powerful, very unique in the sense that it is just aware, that nature. But from this nature, it can manifest into the mundane mind, thinking mind, very fast. The two, like, very near to each other. But without sati, without mindfulness, there is no way you can realize it. There is no way you can understand it. There is no way you can see it. If you cannot see it, you cannot understand. That's why living being, most of you all, before you develop this ability to be aware within, you don't understand what is going on within you. And you don't even know who are you, what are you, how you function as a human being, how you manifest, and how you know the world, and how you interact with the world. There is no way of you understanding it. Yeah. You may have a concept or an idea of who you are, what you are, with all the personality, character that you condition yourself into. Then with the bundle of memories that hold on to all the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, all of your accumulated memories, good and bad. Based on that, you actually define yourself. You cling on to that, hold on to that, and believe you are that. That's why that entity actually become like very strongly conditioned and grounded into your personality, your egoic mind. That's why that sakyadity that has been planted is so difficult to eradicate. So the first delusion that actually entangle living being to this samsaric world is sakyadity, self-delusion, not able to understand clearly who we are, what we are, is the main reason. So like Jay Krishnamurti put it, to have this inner awareness, or he used the word to be aware, is to develop the understanding of who we are, what we are. And he used the word self-knowledge. Here, self-knowledge means understanding clearly who are you, what are you. Is there really a self within, a being within, a permanent, unchanging entity within your own so-called for my mind. So living beings' problem is, when you are born into this existential world, you believe you exist. You are born. You have a reason. And you are given a name and identity to identify yourself. Then the external outward appearance, external form, actually develop the character of who you are and what you are. So from there, they label you, they name you, yeah? Based on your skin complexion, color, and all those things. Then follow your parents. You will be given a name based on their religious belief. Maybe you will follow. Then later on, maybe you change belief. Then apart from that, you go through the social conditioning, the education system, the social media, the culture, the society's what they call evolution. So everything that we experience since birth until now is a process of what they call conditioning that we are going through. So without this inner awareness to understand what is going on, we continue to fall into this what they call process of conditioning. That's why we become heedless, entangled, deluded. And the only instrument we understand is the thought process. Thought, be knowledge, be memory. We operate from there. That's why we are always, most of the time, almost 90% of the time, before we know this awareness-based meditation, we are at the forehead, creating thought, thinking. That's why thought is respond to memory. Because of memory, thought arises. If you don't believe, you try. Without thought, without memory, can you create a thought? You can't, like the baby, newborn baby, you can't. If you have not have any memory of that thing, you cannot even come up with the word or the concept of what that thing is. So all this is just the preliminary understanding of the process of being born as a human being in our case. Whereas the generalized one is a living being. But like I always explain, to come to this universe, the existential world that we live in, we need a form of mind, a physical form, a consciousness, a mundane mind trapped inside. So the Buddha divided the mind into four aggregates, like we have gone through. We ask ourselves, what can our mind do? Our mind can develop feelings. That's why there is this aggregates of feeling, which is Vedana in Pali. Then our mind can perceive, cognize things. That's why perception is another quality of mind, aggregates of mind. The Buddha called it Sanya in Pali. Then our mundane mind also can think, can arise mental activity, mental intention, mental states, emotions. Then it can do all the planning, scheming, even they call daydreaming and other things. So all these are sankhara activity. Everything that your mundane mind can do is sankhara, including ability to feel and to perceive. Then because of the sense basis, together with the sense data, it can trigger off consciousness. The respective six sendal can trigger off the respective six type of sense or consciousness. That's why we can be conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactily feel and think. And this is the gift from nature. And because of that, we start to have this ability to know the world, to interact with the world, to develop what we call life, existence, to experience all of the myriad beauties and wonders of life through our senses. The beautiful world of sight and sound, smell and taste, tactile and thought process. All these are the great instruments from nature. Yeah. So this aspect has been performed by us human beings for very long, since birth until now. Unless you know how to meditate, develop the inner awareness, to realize that there is another nature behind all this creation, before the arising of all this, the sense of consciousness. From the sense basis, upon contact of consciousness with the sense data, it will trigger the respective sense of consciousness. Then from our brain, our memories, our views, opinion and conditioning and belief system, we input the content of consciousness, then it becomes a thought. And that is how we actually create thinking, thought process, through respond to memory and the input of the content of consciousness. And we believe this is what we are. That's why by clinging to this form and mind, the first aspect as a human being, we think we exist, we think we are real, we identify ourselves so strongly with the name that is given, with the identity that is being created for you through the what they call nation's law and order. Then we also have what we call physical identification based on your skin color, your parents' race, nationality, identity, then they actually identify you. For some who are less fortunate, if their parents didn't have the proper documentation or they fail to actually comply with the rules of law, then what happens is the child may not be identified as that country's citizen. They can become like without nationality. And this one can bring for a lot of problems to the child, to the parents, to the loved ones that actually raised them. So all this is what existence is all about. Then the purpose of our Buddhist meditation, as taught by the Buddha, is to develop the clearer understanding, the deeper understanding of what we are and who we are before all these things manifest, come about. And to do that as a human being is not easy. That's why it depends on your past karma, your conditioning, your condition when you are born into this world, whether you have that past causes and condition or karmic conditioning or spiritual understanding to search, to develop this understanding through meditation, to train your mind, to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are. And the understanding that goes back all the way to your awareness nature before the arising of all this so-called thought process and consciousness that actually trigger off the phenomenal world of consciousness. So initially is the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects. First aspect, as a human being or living being. Second aspect, mental mind aggregate, when we create thought. Like I said, initially we are that pure nature. And the pure nature is not a thought. It's not an entity that is what they call dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Initially, it's just that pure awareness nature. It's just a nature. It's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. It's not a thought process. It's not a mundane mind. It's not a thinking. But from that nature, as we are born into this world, through our conditioning and education or whatever, it develops what they call the thinking process, the thought process. Then from there, we fall. We fail to remember our original nature, true nature before all this. So because of that, the entanglement, the delusion, the sakayadity started the whole process of what we call samsaric movement or the birth and death of living being. So when we identify the five aggregate of form and mind, we believe you are real, then that one actually trigger off the whole samsaric process of birth and death. And because of that sakayadity, every time the physical lifespan is gone, or the mental life force lifespan is gone, the form and mind that is dependent originating dies. Die means separation of the consciousness from the form, then no more condition for that form and mind to continue to sustain itself. That's why it ceases to be. Then you say, you die. Then because of ignorance, avijja, at the moment of death, the last thought moment, it triggers off what we call rebirth consciousness. Because there is this sakayadity, avijja, born of self-delusion. And this avijja is the one that actually conditions rebirth. So from there, the last thought moment that has this ignorance inside, it will condition the rebirth consciousness. Then whatever rhyme or existence you take depend on your karmic nature, on whatever you do prior to it. So this is the process. So the living being that grabs onto this five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that they are real, becomes the like permanent unchanging entity that you hold on to, you think you exist. You are the traveler in space and time. Born, die, born, die, born, die, the segmented line. Over eons and eons and eons until you develop the meditative understanding to liberate and cease. So this process of evolution will continue. That's why it's very important to develop this understanding of life, to develop this understanding of who you are, what you are. The first thing that you have to do is to train your mind to develop this ability to be aware within. So this awareness nature, now I come to the second part after I explain this, like just now I explained. You need to only relax body and mind, then maintain awareness. Means silent everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Relax, maintain awareness. Then stabilize it. Then you will reach the state of no thought. That's why I always give you the gong an, the inquiry. Without thought, who are you? In the meditative state, you can understand. Because you can see very clearly, like I explained, the awareness nature, when it manifests, you will know. The cultivator of the way, the five aggregate of form and mind, without thought, that nature inside there, no word, nothing. that nature is all the time there, is the eternal nature. It was there even before the thought process. So to realize that is the beginning of understanding, the beginning of the meditative process. That's why that is the first hallmark of winning. To realize the state of no thought, 无念的境界. So the moment you are there, you actually can realize that nature. That nature is very powerful, very beautiful, because the mind is so serene, tranquil, still, no thought, nothing. No movement at all, completely tranquil, still. But just the awareness, nature. Then from there, how it trigger thought process, consciousness, then how the content of consciousness went in. So all this need mindfulness, awareness to see them. And because we have the sense spaces, and we exist within the existential world, so the external phenomenal world has a lot of sense data. Like our seeing consciousness, what are the sense data? Color, shape, and form from external. Then our hearing consciousness, the data, external sense data is vibration. Vibration can come in through various means. Some frequency within our audible range, we can hear them as sound, vibration, or music, or noise, or whatever. Then we have the nose, enable us to smell. So whatever fragrant or scents, what they call that thing that you can smell, fragrant, or any type of smell, whatever thing that you can come to smell them, they are the sense data. Then whatever food you take, or drinks or whatever, you can taste them. So then whatever that stimulate your tactile, you can actually sense them, hot or cold, the weather, whether pleasant or unpleasant, then the breeze that come, then nature's what they call condition, all this you can experience them. Then the other one is your thought process, your mental formation, mental activity. So all this is what the sixth sense basis is all about. And from there, it triggers the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why that is an illusion. Because the phenomenal world of consciousness, they arise through our sense door consciousness. Like I explained, it's like a projector, project. Whatever you come to perceive, or you become conscious of, it's only a mental image in your mind. And how real can it be? It arises and it passes away, it comes and it goes. Split second is gone, split second is gone. So with awareness, mindfulness, you must see all this clearly. This is what creation is all about. Then the paticca-samuppada, everything, you can see them. So through all this, you will come to know that if you meditate through the awareness-based meditation, you can stay with the awareness nature and develop this clear understanding. And this gives rise to a lot of wisdom, understanding. All the essential Dhamma of the Buddha, his teaching, you can understand them, you can realize them. Then this mind, once it develops the wisdom and the understanding, it realizes itself and sees. Then when it sees, you can actually develop the ability to have a glimpse of what that source is all about, that true nature behind is all about. Then you go through the what they call cessation of form and mind, which the Buddha called enlightenment. When you go through even a glimpse of it, when you come out of it, the form and mind, that go through, when it arises again, you will understand what that thing is. You will wake up, at least the first stage of sainthood. Yeah. Then you're able to go in deeper for a longer period, then you will experience more and more understanding of what that nature is. So this is what the Buddhist meditation is all about. It's not about fantastic mind state or special psychic ability or magic. Nothing of that. It's just to realize all this, to understand all this, to develop the wisdom so that you can liberate the mind, free the mind from that sakayadity or self-delusion and the ignorant or avijja that binds the living being to this what we call existential world, so that you can break free from the birth and death of the segmented form and mind, so that you know clearly within who are you, what are you, and what die. Actually, like what is explained in the Heart Sutta, you will come to realize when you do this awareness-based meditation, no one die, no one born, no one sick, no one old. But that refers to the conditioned world. The conditioned world has birth and death. The conditioned world has all this duality within. It has karma. It has identification. It recognizes relationship. That it has the whole set of nature's law, especially the scientific law and the spiritual law that governs all of life and existence. The Buddha called it the Pancha Niyamas. So this whole process can be actually unraveled or developed as an understanding through the awareness-based meditation, the meditative process based on awareness, sati or mindfulness. So this is a very important understanding. So from this, the next time you meditate, you will know how to go into the awareness nature for a longer period, to understand it clearly that it is from here that everything come to be. Then you will not be deluded by the phenomenal world of consciousness. Because that consciousness is actually like a great magician, like the Buddha's analogy, an illusionist that create illusion for you to believe, to get yourself entangled, to grasp, to cling, to hold and give meaning to the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why it's an illusionary world, a phenomenal world, not what you think. Then when you see all this clearly, that wisdom that arises liberates your mind, then the phenomenal world of consciousness and form loses its power to delude you, to condition you into grasping, clinging, suffering, affliction, no more. That's how you're free. That's how cessation from all suffering can come to be. This is what enlightenment in the here and the now is all about. So it's only wisdom, understanding that frees the mind, nothing else. Okay, so with this, we can continue. Eh? So go back and listen to this, so that you can develop that clear understanding. And this is the secret of life. Yeah. Then the whole of understanding the Dhamma, the teaching, and the meditation become very simple. And this is actually the basis of what the Surangama Sutta is all about. But I explain it to you in a summarized way easy for you to understand. The Surangama is very complicated. Because that one, they find it very difficult to put into words to explain all this. Because the whole process, if you don't go through awareness-based meditation, it's practically impossible to understand the Surangama Sutta. You can only understand it like theory, theoretical Dhamma. It's just like the Heart Sutta and all those various type of Sutta. You learn it by heart, means through thought-based, knowledge-based. You cannot really understand and penetrate. Okay, so that is the one that I want to share today. Because somehow there were causes and conditions, and I also don't know why just now in the meditation I started to explain that. Because maybe it's meant to be. So that all this teaching is going to come out now. And from now onward, the awareness-based meditation that you all do, if you have progressed, you will understand very clearly what I meant. And you will become very different.